You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you are doing well. And we're going to take a break from open line here for a few minutes. We're going to go to the phones, and we have the guys in from Sun Group Real Estate and Auctioneering, and they're joining us this morning. And good morning. How are you doing? Who am I talking to? Am I talking to Keith?
Yep, this is Keith, and I actually got Billy Jackson with us this morning, too. He's an agent, an auctioneer at Sun Group as well.
All right. Well, good morning, gentlemen. We appreciate you joining us on the phone this morning. Keith, before we get started, you know, one of the first things we always like to do when we get started is talk about this week's property of the week. And what are we looking at this week?
Yep. So we got a piece of property that I talked about last week. It's 253 acres. It's down around the Sedan area, kind of in between Sedan and Peru. Real nice piece of property, really scenic property. We've got a couple really nice ponds, great bass fishing. It's covered in mainly oaks and some blackjacks. Got a little creek that runs through it. It's a really unique property, very pretty. It's got rock bluffs and draws that run through that thing. Really, really unique property. Great place that if you're into deer hunting, great place to deer hunt, or be a great place to build a home. So really neat. We got that up on our website, too, sungrouprealestate.com. You can find that. Or if you have some questions about it, you know, feel free to get a hold of me, too. And so that's the property I guess I wanted to talk about. Billy, did you have any properties you wanted to mention?
I was going to say, things are going fairly quick right now. We do have a property over by Benton, Kansas, that we've got listed. It's 40 acres just north of 254 Highway, about 20 minutes from Wichita. It's a nice property with paved access, 40 acres that right now is fillable land. And I think it would be pretty interesting for someone that's wanting to move out of the town and maybe build something new out in the country.
All right. So, again, some pretty good properties there that you guys are talking about. So, Keith, what are we talking about this week?
Well, I'm going to talk about our upcoming auction, and that's what I'm going to spend my time on. That's tomorrow. So March the 26th, that's tomorrow, 9 a.m. That's going to be located up here in El Dorado. The address is 1706 Southwest Mustang Road. I'm just going to kind of go over some of the things that we have there. There's something for everyone there. There's a lot of guns, a lot of ammunition, those types of things. Some of the guns we got are the U.S. carbines, caliber 30 M1s. We've gotten different makes of those, standard products, quality hardware, Underwood, Inlands, Rockolas, the IBMs, National Postal Meter, just to name a few. We've got plenty of handguns, just 357s, 45 cal, 22s, 357s. We've got just an array of those kind of things. If you're into guns, for sure, I think that we're going to have probably somewhere around 85 different guns between handguns and rifles. So plenty of guns. Ammo-wise, we've got just about everything you may be looking for. We got 44, 45s, 12 gauge. We got some shotgun shells. We even got actually a shotgun, one shotgun that's going to be in the auction, I guess, a 12 gauge. That got added later. Even kind of the weird ammo that you don't hear of much, or at least me, we got some 38, 40, 45, 70 government, just like I said, about everything when it comes to ammo. So there's about every caliber. And another thing is there's a lot of reloading stuff, including the casings, powder, and the bullets and everything, got all that. So if someone's into reloading, there's plenty of that stuff there too. So lots of stuff, and we've added a lot of things that wasn't on the sale bill that we didn't originally advertise. And one of those, or of course, a lot of more guns than what we've advertised is going to be there. But also, I want to mention that we're going to have a John Deere 3020 tractor, real nice tractor. It's got around 1,100 hours on it, so it hasn't been used a whole lot. I can just see what else I want to say about that tractor. Real good condition. But anyways, that's something that didn't get added to, so I want to get the word out on that. And scopes, also going back to that stuff, we've got sniper scopes, Leatherwood sniper scopes, kind of array of those kind of things too. So, yep, I guess that takes care of a lot of the gun stuff. We've got holsters, we've got just a lot of things gun-related. So, Billy, you've been out there too.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, there's a lot of accessories for guns, a lot of gun cases, the holsters. Like Keith said, for a gun enthusiast or just someone that's got a collection that wants to add to their collection, there's some rare guns that you're not going to find everywhere. So this would be a great auction to come and just look to see what variety we do have with all the guns and the pistols.
Yep, that's right, Billy. And so some of those carbines I was talking about that we had added later on, some of those are pretty rare. I think we added 11 more. Some of those are 4-digit and 3-digit serial number guns. So that makes them quite a bit more valuable than just the regular carbines that maybe were made in the millions. So so we do got that, too, some really high-end guns there. So definitely check that out.
Right. And I would also add, we do have, like I said, a lot of guns and ammunition and accessories, but we also do have a lot of yard and garden equipment. There's some lawn mowers. There's an engine lift. There's quite a bit of shop equipment if you're looking to just add to what you've got in your own shop or if you're needing some new items. A lot of outdoor equipment that you'll also find at this auction.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good point. We got those mowers he's talking about are those big zipper mowers. They're zero turn, the big commercial ones. They're pretty nice. They got a 74-inch deck on them, I believe. So if you need to cover a lot of area, that would be great for that. So we also got that little Ford 8-in tractor, Billy.
Yep.
That's a pretty nice little tractor. I drove it myself and runs real nice. So if someone wants a little smaller tractor, we'll have that there too. Box blade. We've got a grappler, too, that would go in like a front of a skid steer. From what I'm looking at, I'm pretty sure that's got the fast connection on it. So it'd be so if you got one of them systems, it'd fit right in good with that. Bush hogs, post auger, if you need that. We got a lot of kind of unique watches, too. Let's see. I don't remember what they're called, but we got gold watches there. We got the U.S. Mint proof sets of coins. Also have that available. Let's see, just kind of array of different things, I guess.
Yep, and we do have a little bit of household items also.
Yeah.
So it's not just going to be everything for the outdoorsman, but there's also chests of drawers. There's some decor inside the house. Rocking chairs, flat-screen TV. So we've got some household items also that we'll be selling tomorrow morning.
Yep. And we got what they call iron butterfly chairs. They're kind of unique. Looked them up, and they're actually kind of expensive. It kind of looks like a regular lawn chair, actually, but there's something unique about them. We're going to have those there. Just anything you'd find in the shop. You know, we got chains. We've got heavy-duty electrical cords. I think this one, probably 200-300 foot, and it's big gauge wire. A lot of that stuff. I mean, it's all real good stuff. So
there's also some fishing equipment. There's been some older fishing lures.
Yep.
Keith, I'm not for sure, but I think we also have a couple boats.
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. There is a couple boats. And I think one of them is 12-foot. Yeah, we got a 12-foot King V bottom boat and a 16-foot Lone Star V bottom boat. Both of those in there. Let's see, we got a heavy duty winch, 12,000 pounds, and that winch was brand new. That thing's never even been used.
So lots of great items to be had out there at this weekend's auction, and we're going to get to Billy here in just a second. But where's the auction taking place at? And again, what time does it start?
This is up here in El Dorado, 1706 Southwest Mustang Road. Going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. Now we plan on getting to the guns. Hopefully we get on guns and ammo. We're going to try to get through everything else and get on those probably hopefully by noon. That's our plan. And we're going to be out there today all day, and that's why we're calling in, because we're going to spend our day out there. So if anyone wants to come by and check out some of that stuff before tomorrow, by all means, stop in.
Yeah, I was going to say, to help those people maybe that aren't familiar with El Dorado, if you know where the refinery is. Mustang Road is actually just 3 miles west of the refinery on 20th, kind of between El Dorado and Tawanda.
Yep, easy to find. I got signs up too, so you'll be easy to follow those signs and easy to find. So we're expecting a good day. It's going to be a beautiful day for an auction. So we'll have concession stands there too, so you will... don't even have to leave the auction once you're there. So
there you go. Just pull
and
up.
Another
pull
thing up. I think I want to mention, too, we don't have no buyer's premium at our sale. Some of them do, but we don't. So whatever you pay for the item is what it's gonna, what you're going to pay at the end.
All right, so again, it's a good auction going to be happening tomorrow. Again, you can get there, you can just kind of hang out there until the very end, because again, there'll be concessions and you'll be able to eat there, so it'll be a lot of fun. And I'm just wanting to get over to Billy real quick, because I do believe this is the first time Billy may have been on the show, and because I wasn't here last week, so I'm not 100% sure. But Billy,
you are correct. This is my first time. Usually, I don't make it down to Fredonia a whole lot, so with us doing it online today, that gave me an opportunity to set in this morning.
Absolutely. Well, just tell the audience a little bit about yourself, how you got into auctioneering, and how you got on with Sun Group. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'd love to. I actually am a retired school teacher here in the El Dorado area, and I was looking for something to do part-time, and little did I know that right now with real estate, part-time is pretty well turned into full-time. So I've been helping out with Keith with the auctions, doing a lot of setup. I've always hung around auctions and auctioneers, so I kind of picked up the lingo, and Keith has been able to let me kind of help out when he needs a break and rest his voice a little bit. Probably more of the auctions, what I do is a little bit of the clerking and taking all the bids and helping with that part of, or that side of the auction. But my main job, I guess, right now is selling real estate and working on the real estate side and helping out with the auctions when they come along.
All right. So again, and tomorrow's probably going to be one of those days where you guys are probably going to, I'm going to guess, switch off a little bit, because that's a lot of items to be bidding on. So one person doing it the whole time, yeah, Probably get a little tired after a bit.
Yep. It will be. There's a lot of things to go through with all the ammo. There's just a lot. With what guns, too. Like I said, there's probably about 80-plus guns and several boxes of ammo. If when I say, we have all these different types of ammo, well, I don't mean just one box of them. We might have, say, for example, some 9mm stuff, but there's several boxes of those. So, yep, a lot of things to go through. So it'll take us a little bit to go through it, but we like to keep things moving, too. So we'll keep the auction rolling.
All right. Well, guys, before we get out of here for today, Keith, just tell us how they can get a hold of you guys in Fredonia. And Billy, how can they get a hold of you guys in El Dorado?
Yep. So the best way to get a hold of me is by calling my cell phone number. It's 316-680-5000. 5131. And our office in Fredonia is just right downtown on the square. We're just right west of the courthouse on that little square downtown. So we're pretty easy to find.
And as far as for me, I was going to say I work here in the El Dorado office. We're in the historic downtown area here on Main Street. Probably the easiest way to get a hold of Sun Group here in El Dorado is through our business number. It's 316-321-6100. And if someone was wanting to get a hold of me personally, they could call me on my cell number, which is 316-322-3879.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we appreciate you coming on today. I know you guys are going to have a busy day with that auction, getting all that ready for tomorrow's big auction starting, I do believe you said, at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And again, if anybody has any questions, they can give you guys a call, obviously, and give more information. And guys, we really do appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. I know, again, you're going to be busy, but again, we appreciate you spending this time with us this morning, telling us about the auction that's going to be happening tomorrow.
Yep, yep. Thanks for having us on. And again, if someone wants to check out that auction, just get on our website, sungrouprealestate.com, and you can look at some photos, look at the sale bill and all that, and you'll see a list of what we're going to have there. So not everything's on there, but you'll get a good idea. And again, yeah, you're right. If you've got any questions, just give me a call or come out there and stop by. You're welcome to come by today and check it out, and we'll be around, like I said, all day.
All right. Well, gentlemen, again, have a fantastic day. Have a fantastic weekend. Good luck on the auction this week. And we will talk to you again next Friday.
All right. It's great being with you this morning.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. That was a Sun Group from Fredonia and El Dorado, of course, talking about their big auction tomorrow. And again, we will get this up on our website here in just a little bit. That way you can hear more of the information on that auction happening. Let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Mighty 690 KGGF.